You're listening to the Closing Market Report on this Tuesday afternoon. Don Day is here from Day Weather out of Cheyenne, Wyoming. Thanks for taking the time today, Don.
Thank you.
Well, tell me about the weather forecast. It's been a difficult one, I think, starting last week, trying to figure out how much rain, where, if, other than it was going to be warm and sure is hot. So what do you see now?
Well, we're faced with a forecast that really doesn't look that much different in terms of the difficulty of pinpointing where the rain chances are the best, because we continue to see off and on periods of shower and thunderstorm activity over the next coming week or two. But there isn't one storm that we can latch on that says, well, everyone's going to get rain, but we are going to see these systems come through about every 2 or 3 days, producing a spattering of scattered shower and thunderstorm activity. This is going to be especially true early to mid next week, where I think the best chances for a wider spread rain, more consistent rain, will take place across the Corn Belt. Between now and early next week, it's going to be kind of off and on, spotty, hard to pinpoint. Now, temperatures are still going to be warm. I don't see any record-breaking heat, but we are going to be looking at temperatures a little bit above average over the next week or so.
Am I right that the north or northwestern part of the Corn Belt this week will get the bulk of the rainfall?
Yeah, it certainly looks that way. Certainly, the last couple of days, we've seen some pretty significant rains in the Dakotas, across portions of Nebraska. Some of that did get into Minnesota and western areas of Iowa, and those areas are going to fare the best with the rain. Further east you go, there's rain chances, but it's a roll of the dice on who gets it and who doesn't.
And how hot during the day?
Well, we're going to be looking at 80s and 90s, warmer nights as well. Nothing excessively hot. The hottest temperatures are still going to be bottled up over the desert southwest, where we could see some record heat in the Arizona, Southern California, part of the U.S. We'll be watching that hot weather there and whether or not it's going to make a move to the north and east of the Corn Belt. While it will be warm, though, we don't see that real extreme heat getting in.
It doesn't sound terribly unusual for the month of June, other than it's a bit warmer than normal.
Yeah, really, this is an average Joe-type June so far. Nothing sticks out too much, especially across the nation's midsection. And as you said, it's summer. We expect these periods of hot weather. We're very close to the longest day of the year, to where it's really easy to have some warm weather.
Well, before we get to the rest of the planet, and we will, it's kind of fun. The longest day of the year, June 21st, is coming up, and that will shift us full-time into summer. So what do you see for the rest of the planet then?
Well, first of all, let's go over into Europe, where they've had a real yo-yo type of early summer season so far, alternating between colder and wet and warmer and dry. And right now, Western Europe going through another cool and wet phase. This does extend into some of the western areas of the wheat belt of the Ukraine and even some portions of the former Soviet Union. But overall, Europe is in pretty good shape, other than a little bit cool in those western areas. But we don't have a hot, dry signature anywhere in either Western Europe or Eastern Europe. As we go into China, as we go into those areas there, they're looking at a weather forecast in terms of rainfall that looks pretty good in terms of average amounts. No real dry areas showing up yet. A little bit further east, you get into a little bit of some drier areas, but overall not looking bad over most of Asia.
Don Day is with Day Weather out of Cheyenne, Wyoming, joins us on this Tuesday edition of the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media. I'm University of Illinois Extension's Todd Gleason. Find us online at willag.org.